I also have a very lengthy resolution here with all of our purchase state, our purpose statements and proposed budgets for our student activity accounts. You know, it's a number of student activities that we run in the district. These are all estimates for our estimated revenue and estimated expenditures, but we try to make them be as accurate as possible in judging that. I also have a agreement with BSN. This is a contract. BSN is where we purchase the majority of our sporting equipment and sports uniforms, just needs for our athletic department. We did go through a process this year and invited in several vendors and met with those vendors. We've used BSN in the past, and we just want to make sure that we're getting the best deal with the vendor. I am recommending that we move forward with the BSN agreement. After meeting with the other vendors, there was just no advantageous reason for us to switch vendors at this time. And then the last I had spoken to you about is temporary appropriations. There is an increase of about $700,000 on this appropriation measure. Again, this is temporary appropriations as we move throughout the year and until we get our permanence in September. So while that may sound a lot, remember our temporary appropriations that we approved at the June 30th meeting was only 70% of what we spent last year. So we're still well under where we propose to be with our five-year forecast and well under where our permanent appropriations will come in at our upcoming meeting. I'm certainly happy to answer any questions. If it pleases the board, I would propose that we combine 4A through 4D.
I think about the change in purchasing that you suggested last year. Can you gauge yet the success of that?
You know, I will say as we looked at our purchases at the end of last year, you know, it's going to be hard to put exact numbers with it. But where we have seen is at the June or at the July board meeting, you know, we came in significantly under where our expenses planned to be, and that's certainly part of it as we work through some of these changes. So financially, it's going to be hard to put an exact number on it, and the reason for that is we're not necessarily going through and tracking every expenditure, saying, okay, buy from this vendor instead of this vendor, and we saved $3. Okay, so we're not going down to that finite detail. We are not asking people to kind of go on a to reduce their purchasing. We want to absolutely support the academic process and the academic environment and buy what's appropriate as determined by the administration. Okay, but we want to make sure that we're getting the best prices on those. So we are asking people to shop around a little bit. We're trying to standardize some of those. Academic services, Kathy Maxwell and Alex Fleming have been fantastic in consolidating a lot of our purchases that have happened across the district. But because we have economies of scale by doing one purchase, and they're able to negotiate with the vendor a better price by doing it as a district-wide purchase. So we're able to see some savings in those aspects.
And staff has been welcoming those changes as well?
The staff has been good to work with on it. I understand it's a change for them, and in some cases, it adds to their workload. And I appreciate their willingness to work with me on it because it does require more detailed on the POs. It may require doing more POs than they have in the past.
And the board appreciates that as well.
Absolutely.
Is there a motion to approve 4A through 4D?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I just want to say, Todd, that I think when you explain to the staff, they appreciate it and they understand it. You're very good with explaining.
Thank you. I have had the opportunity so far this year to meet with, of course, our administration, but also our building secretarial staff, our music department staff. You know, we're going to try to take those opportunities to explain the rationale behind it. This isn't something that we're doing. We're not changing just to change. we're very much targeting, trying to find a specific savings, specific reason for it.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We'll move on to the superintendent's recommendations.
Thank you. I will just read 5A, which is the resolution to approve gifts and donations, and then I will probably bundle the rest of them and allow the board to ask me questions about agenda items they would want to. Jimmy John's donated an assortment of mini Jimmy sandwiches to Westlake City Schools for the staff lunch on Professional Development Day. These items that you're looking at now really focused on the first few days of school. And Jimmy John's was great because one of the things we had is a very packed Professional Development Day. And we were concerned that if staff were to leave, sometimes at the beginning of the school year, there's a large influx of people into local restaurants and stuff, and it's hard to get back in time. So it was really nice that they provided food for us in that way. Meadowood Golf Course donated meeting space to Westlake City Schools for the administrative retreat. That we like to keep our retreats inside the district. Last year, we were at Lakewood Country Club. This year, we were at Meadowood Golf Course. The people there were wonderful. And I'll point out that Romano's Macaroni Grill, Eric Arthrell, who is a Westlake graduate, they donated lunch, our lunch for that administrative retreat. And what was nice was the Meadowood staff, we were still meeting when Macaroni Grill showed up, and they helped set up. They took the time to do that, and we appreciated that, so it was very nice of them. And Robin and Mark Ross from My Life Works Insurance Services donated a refreshment station with drinks and snacks to the Westlake staff for the luncheon on Professional Development Day. So our Professional Development Day, and as well as our administrative retreat, we were able to utilize as much donations as possible to really get those days going. So we greatly appreciate it, and thank you for that. So I would recommend at this time we have to do 5A on its own and then
Is there a motion to approve 5A?
Second.
Discussion?
You had a yummy first few days. Yeah.
Todd, look at me. I don't turn out a good thing.
Right now. And thank you to our generous community and our city, and very much appreciated. Schools say thank you. Further discussion? Roll call.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this point, let me point out two more. And just as I'm going through, two that I just want to point out is a memorandum of understanding with the Westlake Teacher Association. What Patrick and I did is we met over summer and we actually discussed this. I think it was, Patrick, was it Forum we discussed it when about the realigning the, I can't remember which meeting it was, but we talked about how he and I would sit down and go through the supplementals and kind of see where they were. I think it was Forum. But he and I sat down and went through some of those, and we found some that have been, what we did is we pretty much cleaned it up. And we had some areas that they weren't listed, or the number of units were off, and then we did have two that we added, one being the environmental club at the high school. So the environmental club was something that we added, and as you know, we have the beehive now, and the work that Mrs. Barth is doing to expand off of that is gonna be much larger. And I think we're gonna have a really exciting environmental program at the high school, so we're happy about that. Also, it's the Model UN program that is added to this as well. On the athletic side, we did add an assistant for both the girls and an assistant for the boys cross country teams.
That's
we have
awesome.
A lot of kids coming out. And, yeah. And so that's a good thing as well. So we just needed some more staffing in there. So it's really good stuff, and We're really excited about that. And the last one is the bus routes, resolution to approve the bus routes for the year. That is something where it's a 1,200-page document. Is that what you have?
It's very large, yeah.
And it's in Dave Kosover's office if you would like to review it. But we do have, there's only, most of it is set. We do have one route that we're...
It actually has worked out for what?
Okay. So there is a... So then, other than that, it is ready to go. That's it. So I would request that we put together 5B through 5W, and I will answer any questions you still may have.
Sure. Is there a motion to approve 5B through 5W?
So moved.
Second. Discussion.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Didn't know whether.
Wait until our bus route next year. The new school.
They're actually starting to try and simulate that.
Yeah,
they're putting that in. But you got to wait for everyone to, you got to know where everyone.
Exciting.
Sandy's on it.
And it was interesting to have a conversation with Mr. Kosovar when it comes to routes. I mean, I think about how do we get around somewhere where we're somewhat unfamiliar? We just jump on GPS. The buses all have GPS, right?
That is something that we are getting. We do not have them on the buses yet.
Well, but there's an unusual law out there, is there not, when it comes to...
Yeah, for electronic devices,
right.
The use of electronic
right.
devices on buses.
Exactly.
Can't have those.
Right.
They have to rely on
the paper
copies of directions.
Right.
Our drivers are very skilled at learning their routes.
Sure.
You know, one of them here that could attest to
this.
That, and we had that conversation because
that
as,
sounds more dangerous to be filing through papers than looking at your NAV system.
So we are building in. We're going to be adding GPS systems, not only for management, but our hope is that. We can get it running to a point where if parents had an app, they can get an alert. And it won't be like Uber, where you're following the bus. But it would be something where, because we found, and actually when you review those apps, the issue with that is they're not incredibly accurate, saying, they're on this road or that road. Just like if you do find my iPhone, it won't give you the exact point. It could give you a street off, and people go, I went to that street and they weren't there. So we're looking to get the alert saying they're X amount of minutes away. We really think that would help also in bad weather, where our buses get slowed down in the winter when people will wait to see the bus and then send their kid out. So we're hoping that we could possibly say, okay, we're 5 minutes away, start sending your kid out, and to be able to do something like that. But to Joe's point, you would think logically, and I will confess I'm not a transportation expert, but our thought was, wouldn't it be nice to have something where we can program the routes in, especially when we have a sub, so that they kind of know which way their route is, and that green arrow saying go this route and do that, but we're not allowed to do that. So
do we need to talk to Dave Greenspan?
Maybe.
Well, it's one of the reasons I threw it out there to the board.
That's
Dave Greenspan often.
And he seems very open to trying to fix things and make things run more efficiently. So that would be a great reach out, great ask.
Further discussion? Anything else you want to bring up?
No.
To Dr. Goggin.
Do we have any updates on the adding of fees to the online portal?
Yes, and it's interesting. I've been watching that, because I go on to my kids' PowerSchool, and what I see now. So at this point, there is on the bottom. You will see your meal balance at this point.
That's
so
nice.
You can see that my daughter still has food. Or it's my son, and actually his goes down quicker than my daughter. We're going to add the other fees, but I think we're waiting.
Yeah, so what we're doing is, because we're integrating the fees into PowerSchool this year, and we're utilizing PowerSchool to manage the fees, okay? There's a couple reasons we're doing this. One of the main reasons is a state law that, you know, is actually written that we shall not charge any student who qualifies for a free lunch. Okay, so what happens is we don't want to have any stigma for any student who qualifies for, in our case, free or reduced lunch. So the fees get assigned through PowerSchool, and if they qualify for free or reduced, PowerSchool automatically waives it per our board policy, state law and board policy. So it also gives the ability that, you know, when we assign fees that, you know, the board had approved some class fees, a limited amount of class fees. So if you are enrolled in this particular class, you know, in a music class that has a $10 fee, when you're enrolled, the building secretary can just apply fees, and every kid enrolled in the class will automatically get assessed that fee. Same thing as rosters get set, our athletic secretary is able to go in and charge the fees for the pay to participate based on the rosters, so that we're no longer having parents having to make the decision on, well, you know, is Johnny doing this, or is Susie doing this, or, well, do I have to pay this? I'm not sure about this one, or, you know, this will actually be, our hope is to be much more convenient for the parents.
And when do we turn
now,
that on?
We're looking to implement that. We initially said after Labor Day, okay? We'll be working on that here and try to communicate that out to our parents, because we want to make sure that we're capturing the students who do qualify for free and reduced for this year, not last year. So, and that usually happens in late September, early October. So we'll communicate that out. Right now, if you go in, you can certainly pay your meal balances, and it will list if you have any previous year fees that you that have gone unpaid.
So you can go in now and add money to the student's account?
Yeah, to your lunch account, absolutely.
To individual student's lunch account?
Yes.
And you'll be able to eventually pay the fees?
Correct.
Once
yep.
they're populated?
Yep.
Okay.
And I know we've had someone, we've tested it several times. We did have someone say that they, you know, if it showed a school fee that wasn't paid, that they wouldn't be able to add to their lunch account. We've worked with PowerSchool and EasyPay. We've tested it with several people. We're not seeing that, okay? And that's not set up that way. Your lunch account is not tied to the school fees. And if people, you know, may have an outstanding fee from a previous year, they can still put money on their lunch account. We want the students to be able to come in and eat.
That's a great integration between EasyPay and PowerSchool, obviously, because you'd have to go to one place to pay for it and see the balance of it. But this way, you can go to one place,
mm-hmm.
see it, pay it, add to it.
Yeah.
They're the same fees, because that was one thing in the past. You know, there'd be usually a certain percentage or a dollar amount per transaction.
Yeah, there's still a $1.25, I think, is the convenience fee that we charge through EasyPay. It is my understanding it's done on a per transaction basis. So if you went in and put a dollar on your kid's lunch account, you'd pay $1.25. If you went in and paid your pay to participate fees and paid $250, it would be $1.25 still.
So if I added $50 from one kid, $50 from another kid, $50 from another kid, is that three transactions at once?
You know, I'd have to look across multiple students for you. I think it's one.
We'll keep looking. Yeah. Linda Apple is our EMIS coordinator, city councilperson, so she was pivotal in
absolutely.
All of this. So.
Well, with the Treasurer's Department as well.
Right.
So if I need to get my $2 back.
I owe you a beer.
Well, that's great. I know we've talked about that, I think.
Well, and we've talked about, you know, convenience fees in our finance subcommittee. You know, it may be something worthwhile continuing that conversation if the board would choose to revamp that structure.
We do it anytime there's a credit card transaction. EasyPay is going to charge us, just like
it does. Yes.
You know, if you use PayPal, there's a charge associated. When we accept credit cards for payment, we pay the emergency clearance fees associated with that. So I mean, there's a true cost. But what's nice though is the convenience is even more convenient.
Of course.
Now, being able to do it all from PowerSchool. So my student texts me and says, I'm out of money, right on your phone, you can add money right to it at that point. So that's a great convenience. And then on top of that, when you start throwing in the bus
transportation,
the Power Squad has a great opportunity to be a real source of information and convenience for parents.
And it's confusing. And I can tell you, being new to the district for a couple of years ago, as a parent, you know, it's trying to keep track, okay, it's paid up this page, and a do I do a transportation for this one or that one?
Right.
So it's something that I think aligns it very well.
That's great. Thanks.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have the second hearing of the public. You have the opportunity to address the board on any issues. If you would like to address the board, raise your hand and let me know that you're going to address the board. Seeing none, we're going to move on to board comments, and if I may, board items 7 and 8.
I would just like to say to all the directors how much I appreciate your reports that we get. And there was a lot of stuff this time, and it was really interesting to read. So thank you very much for the time and effort that you put into writing those up for us, because it is very much appreciated.
And, you know, ditto that. And also, thank you all for such a great start to the school year. I think the majority of the folks sitting in our room are people who have contributed to our kids getting on buses and, you know, having welcoming teachers and all the support. So thank you very much for making it very successful.
And coming from the only board member that actually has kids in the district now.
kids.
I don't have to pay for them.
But I would echo all the same results. All three of mine are at the high school. Everything's going great there. Lots of real positives that I've heard from neighbors as well that have kids in elementary. So everyone's pretty excited about the new elementary school going up as well. So great job for everyone so far.
And you didn't have a book for us to read this year.
Yeah, no. What's that all about?
No,
we did good, articles. Good. We put this tighter and just did some articles that we discussed in our retreat. So.
Okay.
Dr. Goggin elbowed me in the ribs and mentioned that it was really Mr. Bob Plants who's responsible for us being here today. So Mr. Plants, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
With air conditioning.
Yes.
last month, the air conditioning was out.
Oh,
right on. Mr. Hopkins dissuaded me from saying congratulations. I'll say congratulations, but we'll have more celebration at our next board meeting, so congratulations on your outstanding audit.
Thank you.
Mr. Kosovar, I believe you were absent. You were manning the beam for signing at the convocation, and I just wanted to say thank you to you and all of your staff for getting all of our facilities ready for the new year. Any other comments or items? All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
To adjourn at 7:13 p.m. Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.